day. Time to turn our attention now to our jockey in focus, the jockey in focus for our superannuation partner, Lucrative Super, because every Australian deserves financial dignity. And today, that jockey is Tim Clark, who joins us on the Friday Forum. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We are terrific, thank you. Just before we get too deep into this, we had a chat to a mate of yours, Aaron Pike, the other day after his win in the PGA. He was talking about your ride this weekend. I want you to have a listen to what your mate Azza said.
I do know that Timmy Clark is on a horse in the Caulfield Cup, and he did give me a call last night to let me know I'm probably going to go to the Caulfield Cup, and he thinks it's worth a go, so maybe the listeners should have a go at that.
So he didn't say too much because you didn't tell him what the name was, Tim, but it is, of course, Mighty Boss. Is Aaron on the money here? What's going on?
Look, it's good to see Aaron get a win the other day, and I'm not sure when he done that interview. He might have been a little bit hungover still. But, we're going to have a throw at the stumps and with the Mighty Boss. Obviously, I've got some other good rides on the day, and but it's obviously exciting to have my first ride in a Caulfield Cup. And you know, as I said, he's drawn a bit awkward. I would have loved to have drawn a bit softer, but you know. We can't win it if we're not in it, that's for sure.
That is true. Dino's keen to talk to you about some of your other rides as well, Dino.
Yeah, Timmy, you've got four other really good rides and you've been in great form, 8 wins from your last 14 rides, and that Graceful Glamour is one of those good rides in the Ethereal that you won the Oaks trial on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she's a tough little filly, and you know, I think she's just shown that she's appreciated stepping out to these longer trips. Obviously, it's another step up in class for her again on Saturday, but she couldn't have been more impressive at Flemington, her first go down in Victoria. She's been back to Sydney, just had a trial to keep her ticking over in between. She trialed sort of as good as she can trial. She's one of them horses that she doesn't give you much of a field, sort of the trials and that, but definitely race day she gives. Gives you everything she's got, and she's extremely honest, and she'll make her own luck up on the speed, and she's sure to run well again.
Probably the same applies to Thinking Big. He'll be up on the speed. I've thought he's a Derby chance for a while. He gets his chance in the Caulfield Classic back onto a drier track.
I think the drier track's really going to suit him. When he won the Gloaming at Rose Hill, dry track showed a really good turn of foot. I think just the other day he was second up off a sort of little let up, and it was 2,000 at Randwick and done a bit of work early in the race, and it just told on him late. But now with that run under his belt, the 2,000 dry track, he's a lovely horse, and you know, Gay and Adrian have had him earmarked for the Derby for quite a while, so I'm sure he'll bounce back and show his true form there tomorrow.
You won the Tristark last year for Gay and Adrian on Global Glamour. You ride Shamook tomorrow. Another one back onto dry ground and back in distance.
Yeah, I think back in distance is going to suit her. Although I think she will stretch out over furthering. No worries. But I think that she's back in trip. She's really hard fit. Can probably be aggressive on it tomorrow and really make it a bit of a test. And, you know, she won the Golden Pendant in good style. You know, beating, although Invincibella was unlucky that day, but still was able to beat her. And she's obviously gone down to Melbourne and ran well. And she's got form around Savagiano and this preparation. Then you go back through all the form last prep. She ran some great races behind, you know, Group 1 winners. So really high-class mare that'll... she'll look the winner at some stage, no doubt.
And you finished the day with Parast, who you had a terrific winter campaign with up in Brisbane, and he's fitter for one run back from a spell.
Yeah, still might be a run short. He's a horse that he takes a bit of racing to reach his peak. So whether he's just sort of still a run short, and you know, I'm not too worried about. Wouldn't be normally too worried about drawing out a bit wider on because he just likes to roll and find his position, but there looks a fair bit of speed underneath him, so just how much work he has to do to get into a spot is obviously going to be vital, you know, being second up 1400, how strong he is late, but Yeah, on his Queensland form, this is definitely a very suitable race for him. And if he was to show his best, he'd be right in the finish.
All right, it's a big day of racing, full stop, and a big ride, or big book of rides for you, Tim. And you're a hot jock, 8 from 14, as Dino said. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Tim Clark with us, our jockey in focus today for Lucre Super, because every Australian deserves financial dignity. Did you get any little gems there, Dino? Any more information that you could sort of sharpen the pencil with?
Very much so. We'll talk about that when we get to the third leg of the quaddy half.
Righto, we'll do that after the break. We're two legs down, two to go on the Friday form for Caulfield Cup Day on The Breakfast Club.